Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Labyrinth in the News. Today is the 28th day of the planetary dog moon manifestation, Filio, heart chakra, blue cosmic night day. The affirmation is, I endure in order to dream. Transcending intuition, I feel the input of abundance with a cosmic tone of presence. I'm guided by the power of accomplishment. It's also Gregorian calendar, Saturday, May 1st, May Day, 2010. I'm your host, Christiana, coming to you live from Merrillhurst University. You can hear the gongs, the chimes in the backyard, in the background, in Merrillhurst, Oregon, just south of Portland, with a special one-hour live show on International World Labyrinth Day. When people all across the globe are walking as one at one in their own time zone, setting in motion a wave of positive energy, intending world peace, unity, and partnership. World Labyrinth Day is sponsored internationally by the Labyrinth Society and locally by Labyrinth Network Northwest and LABBY, Labyrinth Alliance Balances You, the Merrillhurst University Labyrinth Group, responsible for all the Labyrinth activities on campus. I am broadcasting from the World Labyrinth Day gazebo in front of the Schoen Library and Night Screen in the center of the Merrillhurst campus. My lead-in music is the first cut, Icos, short for icosahedron, the water symbol in sacred geometry, off of Susan Alexander's CD, Sequentia. If any of you want to chat while we are on the air, please go to Christiana-Anea at blogtalkradio.com. Today, I'm just going to keep the line open for any visitors to stop and chat. And as they join the festivities and walk, all the wonderful temporary labyrinths that have been set up in front of me on the green and across the street. There's a classical labyrinth made from donated shoes, Ansula Press's Janessa labyrinth, and a mode labyrinth created by Stephen Shibley on the lawn leading into the campus. And there's a number of other temporary labyrinths that have been made by people today, this morning, as I speak. A couple of women are creating one out on the night screen. This is night screen that's was dedicated by the founder and president and CEO of Nike, Bob Knight, Phil Knight. And so we have a shoe labyrinth in honor of Phil Knight. There's also in the side of the Villa Maria, there's a 24-foot medieval petite chart style labyrinth canvas. And in Flavia Hall Salon, there's a canvas medieval meander labyrinth designed by Lisa Moriarty, and they're both available for walking. There are slideshows and introductions to labyrinth walking in Villa Maria and labyrinth activities for children up past night screen towards the entrance to the campus. On the cement walk outside, all sorts of things for you to do. And there's a maypole dance, which is starting shortly. And they're all heading, everybody's heading in that direction. It's a little windy and chilly today, so if you're heading out, make sure you wear a jacket. But so come and join the fun and walk as one at one. Join the international wave of energy, promoting peace and unity and love and partnership. And walk as one at one. And I am, hopefully, somebody might want to stop by and maybe say a few words. But everybody's heading over to the labyrinth, the maypole. There's dancing, and there's going to be, and there's music, and there's a guitar player over there. And we are live from Merrillhurst University on this very windy May day in 2010. And hopefully we've had people walking by and getting schedules, and hopefully we'll have a good crowd to walk all these labyrinths. We've got, oh, I think we have at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would probably say about 15 labyrinths spread out around between the inside ones and the outside ones here. And hopefully we are going to have people walking all of them at 1 o'clock so we can add to this energy and create some positive energy on the planet. It certainly needs it now with all of the stuff that's going on. If we can send some energy down into the Gulf of Mexico and contain that oil spill that's going to ruin and pollute so much of the coastline and the oyster beds and the shrimping grounds and all of the beautiful area down there. Send your energy that way. And if you're walking, please send your prayers and energy, because that is it's a devastating situation there. And everyone here in the United States is very, very concerned about it. And so we need all of the positive energy, as well as all the other places on the planet that are in desperate need of light and love and partnership and stewardship. It certainly needs that nowadays. So we are here, and I'm just going to keep the lines open, and hopefully I can engage somebody to use a cell phone and give a call and come on board. Well, it looks like we might be getting some sunshine, hopefully. Oh, we have a caller, and someone's come up to the... So let me get this person on. Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Merrillhurst University.
Thank you, Christiana.
So, and what's your first name?
This is Jody.
Hi, Jody. So where did you hear about World Labyrinth Day and about this event?
Well, actually, I'm a member of a couple of the local labyrinth organizations, so I get the emails.
And so obviously you've walked labyrinths before.
Oh, yes.
And so what was it about this event that intrigued you enough to bring you here? Are you volunteering?
I am, but it's also part of a worldwide, as the name implies, a worldwide organization and a worldwide interest in labyrinths that is coalescing today on May 1st. And the idea behind it is that people all around the planet will be walking labyrinths at 1 o'clock in their time zone. And the idea, I think, is then to surround the planet with a sense of unity and belonging.
And so walking is one at one, and do you have anything that it means for you personally?
It means, yes, it's very peaceful, it's very focusing, and I think you bring various issues or things you want to think about, focus on, pray for. Currently, I'm thinking about the people on the coast of Louisiana who are dealing with the oil slick as well as the wildlife there.
I just talked about that earlier. Have you walked any of the labyrinths here today?
Just the one that's up at the top of the property as you enter. It's a Moan labyrinth that is it's a beautiful and complex design. It's very organic and very different from others that I've walked in the past. It's not a standard sort of chart labyrinth with the one entrance in and one entrance out. It's, because I say, it's a little more organic. It's Stephen Shibley design.
And what were your thoughts as you walked it, or did you have anything else you want to share about your experience?
Well, as I say, it takes me a few minutes to just kind of turn down my internal chatter, but after a little while of kind of swinging back and forth through the patterns, it helps to put you in a meditative mind so that you can begin to focus more on the things that concern you and that interest you. And in this case, I try to direct my thoughts towards the Gulf Coast and what's happening there, and hopeful that they are able to avert the catastrophe that we're all fearful of.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to share your experiences here today with the internet audience. You can listen to the show archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/ChristianaBTR. And have a great day today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Okay, well, there's one walker who is a seasoned walker. And that actually was Jody Lorimer, who has a wonderful book out called Dancing at the Edge of Death. And she was one of my guests a couple of months ago, right after the fall Labyrinth Society gathering in Troutdale. And she is continuing to promote her book, and it's a fascinating book about the labyrinth as an archetype and its origins in Paleolithic art and the caves. So I encourage you, if you're a labyrinthinophile, to find this book. It's on Amazon.com, and give it a read. It's great information, and if you're doing labyrinth work, I highly suggest it as an integral part of your labyrinth library. So I'm still just looking around, and everybody's over at the Maypole Labyrinth, and there's a big circle, and people are gathering, and that's something that I can talk about because, oddly enough, I mean, this is an on-campus group that is sort of a Renaissance group, and they're all dressed in Renaissance costumes. And I think they call themselves a pagan group, which just means it's pre-Christian and or not Christian, and or not in the Judeo-Christian tradition, let's put it that way. But they're all dressed in costume, and because it's May Day, it's Beltane, it's appropriate to have a maypole dance on Beltane, and that is, of course, Celtic and Druidic in origin. And so that's what they're doing today. And they've created a labyrinth in the grass over there, a large one. And I think they're having everybody now just come together in a group, in a circle around the center of it. And then people are going to watch as they twine in and out with the ribbons on the maypole. And this is a good segue, interesting segue, because for the Labyrinth Society convention this year, 2010, in New Harmony, Indiana, there is going to be a lot of maypole dancing activity. The people who, the co-hosts, Cordelia Rose and Ben Nicholson, brother and sister, he is an architect and she is an equestrian and yoga instructor and has made many labyrinths at her ranch in the southwest part of New Mexico. And she has created a maypole dance that can be danced on the labyrinth with a number of people. And she's figured out how to do this without tying everybody up in knots. And so this is going to be taught and demonstrated at the Labyrinth Society Convention Gathering in New Harmony, Indiana, which is a Harmonist utopian community that was created in the 1800s, and it's in the southeastern part of Indiana, and it's quite an unusual place. They have two labyrinths, permanent labyrinths there, and they're going to be making lots of other labyrinths, and they're going to be doing a lot of equestrian labyrinth demonstrations as well as a lot of maypole dancing. So if you're at all interested, this is going to be November 11th to the 13th. If you're all interested, give a look at the labyrinthsociety.org or labyrinthnetworknorthwest.org, and there's information on there about the gathering and about the activities that are planned. It should be a very interesting gathering. There will be workshops for one whole day of concurrent workshops as well as keynote speakers, and special pre-gathering and post-gathering events, tours of the local labyrinths, as well as demonstrations, and as well as local artists who will be dancing and singing and playing music around the temporary labyrinths that will be set up there. So come and join us this fall, and be a part and learn how to dance a maypole labyrinth on a maypole dance on a labyrinth, which now I can see, I'm looking over there now, all of the ribbons are out, so everybody has got a hold of a ribbon, or at least the people in this Renaissance group have a hold of a ribbon, and somehow or another they're going to walk the labyrinth and twine the ribbon around the maypole. And for the life of me, I still can't imagine how they do that without getting completely, totally wrapped up and entwined among themselves. But I know there's a way because Cordelia has been doing this for a couple of years now, so I'm sure that these people also have found a way of doing it. And this is a bunch of young students. I don't know if they're undergraduate, all undergraduate and graduate. I'm not sure. But they're all from the area, Portland area. And I think they're giving instruction now. And we're still seeing, watching a couple of women in the center of night screen creating this very interesting, it looks like twig labyrinth. It looks like, and they have bent the twigs over and sucked them into the ground so it looks like loops. And I guess those are the sides of the paths, and then you walk in between these loops. But they are working hard to get this set up so that the people can walk it by 1 o'clock. So the community is a very active community. It's a beautiful old campus just south of Lake Oswego, which is south of Portland. There's a lot going on as we speak here, and activities are shut. And it will be Catholic college. Many years, that was the at its inception, and now it is co-ed. And there's undergraduate and graduate degrees offered here. And it's a beautiful campus, brick, with and the new area here that's Knight's Green, and the courtyard is that Phil Knight donated the money for is matches the brick of the buildings with a pretty thin, I think they call it, benches. I think that's the name of it. That's the name of the design. Wooden benches all around and a fountain in the center. And it's a lovely place to have this happening and to have all these labyrinths out. And there's a very active student group, as I said, Labyrinth Alliance Balances You, LABY. Very active student group here. And there is a labyrinth, a permanent labyrinth on asphalt that is painted on the asphalt that they have in the back on the east side of the campus that they use. And we've got some sun coming out and then some big clouds, and hopefully it's not going to rain on us, but we can accept anything that happens, because everybody seems to be enjoying themselves and they're very interested. There's a huge group over at the Maypole Dance, Maypole Labyrinth. Not too many people right here right now, but that's okay. And as I said, this is happening all over the world. There are labyrinths being walked. Well, it started, 12 hours ago? The start of the day, 12 hours away from here. And it's continuing throughout the day so that this wave of energy is set up. To focus healing and community and stewardship and peace across the planet. Something we could very much use right now. So if you're out there and you're interested, go find Labyrinth. You can find it at the worldwide, the Labyrinth Locator. If you just Google Labyrinth Locator, you'll find two sources through Labyrinth Society and through Veriditas. And you'll find labyrinths in your local area for sure, because there are labyrinths all over the world now, private ones, public ones, in gardens, at schools, at hospitals. It's pretty amazing. There has been a huge flowering of labyrinths in the last 10 years. Well, in the last 5 years, very much so. As people understand that this is not specific to any religion, that it is beneficial for many types of organizations and groups to walk, either solely or isolated by, you know, in your garden, or in a group, and whether it's students or administrators or board members or custodial staff or whatever, when you walk together in community, all the barriers disappear. And that's what makes this so powerful, that it really is a metaphor for unity and for what's really important is that we are one. We are one heart, one mind, one breath. And when you walk labyrinths, after a while you get the message. Slowly but surely it comes across. Sometimes quickly, sometimes as an epiphany, and sometimes just gradually and gently. And it can happen on the labyrinth as you're walking it, and then it can happen an hour later or 2 days later or 2 weeks later. But there's a connection, and it makes the connection. It's a heart connection. And we think that's why those of us who build them and are involved with them and have a lot to do with them, I think that's why it has really become more and more popular, because it isn't specific. You don't need a lot of information. You don't need training. All you need to do is just put one foot in front of the other and walk the straight, the single path. And we've got lots of different types out here today. Shoe labyrinth and a grass mode labyrinth and chalk labyrinths and all sorts of different kinds of meander labyrinths and shark labyrinths and actually the goddess labyrinth, which is Stephen's labyrinth, which is a huge, beautiful labyrinth on the other side of the night screen. So I encourage you to go and walk a labyrinth today if you can. Get out there and walk at 1 o'clock in prayer and contemplation and contribute your heart energy to the healing and of the planet. Well, I can see them starting to twine the ribbons around the maypole. They're going very slowly, which is probably a really good thing. I can't imagine them going fast because they would get very confused, I would think, if I would. But they're slowly but surely twining these ribbons around. I have never even attended a maypole dance, period, let alone in a labyrinth. And I'm told that regular maypole dancing can get quite bawdy and exuberant, because I think because it's May 1st, and everything's sprouting, and the trees are out, and the buds are out, and I think in terms of the Celtic tradition, it's a very exuberant, lusty kind of celebration. And so I can imagine what it must have been like in many centuries ago with people, with the bonfires and people running into each other as they were twining these ribbons or whatever they were and the old maypoles around and around celebrating Beltane, the 1st of May. But this is a quieter affair. There is drumming over there. And people are, and it's a little bit too far for me to actually see exactly how they're doing this. But they're walking. They're walking the labyrinth, and it's there. The ribbons are slowly but surely being entwined around the maypole. Hopefully this fall, when I'm at the gathering, I will be able to be right there and give you a much better account of how exactly they do this. And there's other people on the campus who are sitting and just enjoying the energy and taking pictures. Here in the Pacific Northwest, you never know what the weather's going to be like. If the sun is out and shining and there's no clouds, it can be quite warm. But if it's cloudy and it's windy, like it is today, it feels like April or the end of March. So everybody's a little bundled up, but it's not stopping people.
I talked about the whole new thing this morning.
Okay.
So I am going to awaken some of the truth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Welcome. Welcome. Here's the schedule.
Okay.
This tells you all the information, gives you on the back there's a map. We have about 15 labyrinths to walk in, two inside, and then all the ones on the night screen and on the other side of the building, the moat labyrinth. Everybody's at the over there at the maypole dance with the labyrinth over there. There's a group on campus that's very active, and then is sponsored by Labyrinth Effort Northwest, which is the organization that sponsors a lot of labyrinth events in the area. Good. You're welcome. So it's people are walking pretty quickly. It's kind of chilly, so I don't think I'm going to get a whole lot of people sitting here and chatting. Hi, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Christiana. It's Stephanie Blackton from Virginia.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome, welcome. How are you today?
Oh, I've had better days, but I injured myself yesterday, but it didn't keep me from going to a World Labyrinth Day event in Charlottesville, and it's just been lovely to see the different events, you know, that are still being sent in. So it's exciting to hear you on the computer.
We are here. There is a lot going on here, even though the weather is funky. A little chilly,
uh-huh.
But it hasn't rained. The labyrinths have kept it from raining.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you doing this. It's very fun to kind of participate in something on the west coast of the United States from here.
Well, yeah. And you've already done your walk as one at one, right?
Yep. And actually, on the East Coast at 7 p.m., it was last night, it was 1 p.m. in the Christmas Islands, which is where the walk is one at one started. So it, last night at 7 p.m., I walked the labyrinth and kind of invited the wave in. So, yeah, it's been nice.
Oh. Do you have a labyrinth right where you are to walk?
I have finger labyrinths, and I have a labyrinth in the woods behind my house, but I
right.
went in the Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Church in Charlottesville. Has a lovely, actually we have three labyrinths, but anyway, we went as a group, and we had a harpist. Nadine Roddy is a local musician. She played harp and Native American flute, and we had a nice little ritual. It was very, very sweet. It was a little warm here, but it was a nice breeze, and we had a 50% chance of getting rain, and it held off, so it's been good.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure I encourage people who I talk to make sure that they listed their labyrinth events. I knew of a friend of mine whose a friend was building one in Baltimore, Maryland, and they were today putting it down. And I said, please make sure you include mm-hmm. that. I don't know if they did or not. I'm not sure if they did. Mm-hmm. But there's all sorts of these kinds of things happening. But we have a lot of people here walking the shoe labyrinth, and
oh,
a lot of people over on the maypole dance, watching the maypole dancers twine the ribbons around the maypole. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, good, good. Well, I'm going to tune back in. I'll listen to the rest of your show, but I just wanted to say how fun it is to hear what you're doing out there. And I think I lost you. All right, Christiane, I think I've lost you, so I'm going to hang up now. Thank you.
Good day. Hi, this is Christiana. I got disconnected. I'm back on, and we have a caller. Hi, you're on live. Can you hear me? You're on live? Can you hear me? This is Christiana. Are you on? You're on live. Go ahead and speak.
I don't think you can tell that I'm here.
Oh, I can hear you. I can hear you. Speak, I can hear you. I can hear you, Annie.
Can you hear me? It's like a local.
It's Blog Talk Radio. And I'm over in the with the a little bit, and that's Flavia. There's a meander letter and a short mouth. That's the I'm again. The Novaria, yeah. And then you'll just walk at night. Changes the way that started. Okay, we're having trouble with the connection, I guess probably because of the wind. So if I apologize, it looks connected again. So hopefully we'll keep going. Some's in Flavia, and most of the buildings, there's restrooms. I'm having maintaining a connection, everybody. So I apologize again, and you couldn't hear me. I did hear someone, but I don't think they heard me because the connection is a little funky here. I think it's because of wind. So just try to hang in there, and I hope that because I am connected now. So call in now. If you tried before, try it again. And be a little patient because it is outside. I am outside, and I'm not in an airtight booth. So hopefully if you call in now, I can take your call. So I apologize for not being able to before, but please call back. And call in because the connection is on and we are live. And we have about 15 minutes to go before we're going to walk as one at one here. Stephanie Blackton, who was the organizer, the coordinator for the Labyrinth Society for World Labyrinth Day, called in just recently, and they had walked 3 hours of course on the East Coast. And she actually walked at midnight in honor of the Easter Island start of this wave of walking labyrinths, which was a wonderful thing to do to sort of start the day off. And so if anybody is still waiting to walk, probably everybody in Hawaii is still waiting to walk. That's 3 hours or 2 hours from now, I think it is. Continue because we are going to be walking, and there's many, many people here on the campus walking as I speak, walking the shoe labyrinths and the other ones that are have been created on the lawn. And I am going to stay on for a little bit longer. I have about 13 minutes remaining. And this is the Labyrinth Day, yes. How did you hear about this?
A flyer.
A flyer.
Yeah, at All Saints Episcopal Church, and I conducted a labyrinth walk over at all at Trinity, during Lent. So.
Well, thank you for coming out on this blustery, windy day. And contributing to the walk is one at one, because that's really what this is all about.
I thought I would laugh.
Well, we've got lots of labyrinths to walk.
Is everybody going to walk at 1 o'clock in a big labyrinth?
No, anywhere they really want to. Whatever labyrinth calls to you. There's the Janessa one. There's one on the other side of the building straight over there. On the grass, there's the two inside labyrinths, one in Vilmaria, one in Flavia. And there's another labyrinth here, that's Kathy's labyrinth, a small one over here, that's a stock labyrinth. There's labyrinths.
I go to the restroom, grab a bike, walk down. I thought it would be nice to, walk a labyrinth.
A lot of people
reading.
Well, especially that is really big. It's so crazy. So now at the Maypole Labyrinth, the Maypole Dance Labyrinth, the drumming is continuing. And now I think what it looks like is that they've given the ribbons to some of the onlookers and the people who are walking it so that they can also walk. And it looks like they're also walking the labyrinth and doing the actual maypole twining because I can see a child with one of the ribbons. So I think what they've done is the group that created this taught the people and showed them how to do it. Now they've given the ribbons to the people, the onlookers, and now they are actually participating and doing the actual twining of the ribbons, which looks like a lot of fun. And now the women in the center have been creating this twig labyrinth. It looks like it's all set up, and it's very interesting. It looks like it was branches or very, very bendable branches that they've bent over and twined with either herbs or something. So it looks very woodsy and very interesting. It looks like it's a type of classical labyrinth, I would say. Not too big, and people are standing around taking pictures of it. As I said, this is an active campus, and we just there's a bunch of people now coming out. I guess they had a class at the library, and they're out now, and hopefully some of them will stop by and participate and pick up one of the schedules and walk as one at one and lend their heart energy to this very, hopefully, very beneficial endeavor. We have some beautiful chimes in the tree in the background. I wish I had them in my house. They're really pretty. They're large. So that's what you're listening to in the background, as well as the chimes from the bell tower that ring, I guess, every hour on the hour here. Welcome. Here's some information. There's a schedule and map. Okay. That was in there. I think they're in there. No, the lit up labyrinth isn't lit up because it's during the day. It's that Janessa labyrinth out there. But I think it's in Villa Maria. There's more information in there, and there's probably. Oh. Yes. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, and I don't know. It is.
Here it is.
It's really neat when.
There were also some men. Here it is being sold. Here today.
A lot of large ones today. Yeah.
I wondered if in this celebratory labyrinth day, if they had any of these.
We don't have them, those kind for sale. If you, DC was doing all the children's activities.
Uh-huh.
On the other side, here has a bunch of the whole labyrinth. Welcome.
Oh, really?
Really, really. She's great. But yes, yes. Otherwise, for the labyrinth. Riditas, which is so yeah.
A very, very helpful.
Well, in terms of that, actually, what is really nice too are the cloth. Hi.